"Well, don't," said Miss Havisham crossly, as we hurried past the little group again. "I'm afraid I can't stop myself. I often wish I were less sensitive and loving, but that's my character, and I have to live with it." And she started crying softly. "Look at Matthew now," she added through her tears. "Matthew never comes to see dear Miss Havisham, but I..." When she heard Matthew's name, Miss Havisham stopped walking and stood looking at the speaker, who suddenly became silent. "Matthew will come in the end," said Miss Havisham firmly. "When I die and am laid on that table, you will stand around and look at me. You here, you there, you next to her, you two there. Now you know where to stand. And now go." The ladies and gentlemen went slowly out of the room, some protesting quietly that they had not seen enough of their dear relation. When they had all gone, Miss Havisham said to me, "This is my birthday, Pip. I don't allow anyone to speak of it. My relations always come on this day once a year. This day, long before you were born, was my wedding day. Perhaps I shall die on this day, too. And when they lay me in my wedding dress on that table, I'll have my revenge on him." In the heavy air of that dark, dusty room, she was a ghostly figure in her yellow-white dress. There was a long silence.